So good to see everybody this morning, back on the first Sunday of 2015. Yeah. Raise the hands, how many of y'all stayed up and partied on New Year's Eve? I'm not saying like bad party, I'm saying like a good party, like you partied, or either way, just you partied, okay? Raise your hands. Man, I gave it my best effort, but I fell asleep at 11 and I couldn't, I was like, I can't. And so celebrated when I woke up. Hey, it's 2015. I guess the New Year's, that when the clock strikes midnight, that's just to me, that's just like, it's midnight, you know? I mean, I feel so old and frumpy saying that, because I know many of y'all like have this big tradition and stuff. That's fun. Anyway, good to have you here today. A lot's happening at Promised Land already. We took a break after Christmas and the offices were closed. So if you tried to call us or tried to email us or something, you may have gotten an answer machine or something. But we're back and we're hitting the ground running right now. And we're excited about 2015. And I like to say this is your New Year's resolution headquarters. If you're looking for something in 2015 to improve or to change or to grow in some way, Promised Land San Marcos is a healthy place to do that. We've got people that are great with money. If you need help making a budget out this year and having a more successful financial year this year, we've got people that will sit down with you and counsel you financially one-on-one, absolutely free. Just show up to one of these appointments we can make with you, and it's all confidential, but you can get on the right path. So we offer that. It's all year round, you can do that. We also are offering Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. It's coming up the second week of the year, January the 13th is when we're launching Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace. It's a 9-week course to really help you with finances. So if you're interested in that, show up on the 13th, the first session you can go to with no commitment. Just show up and see if you fit with that. If you're needing help physically, if you need physical fitness, how many of y'all ate well during the holidays? You ate very healthy. You ate abundance, a plethora of sugar and stuff. If you need to get back in shape, we got people in this church that are physical fitness trainers. We have the Haggertys own a gym here in town. We've got women's groups that meet and work out together. And so, I mean, it doesn't matter what you're looking for this year. We want to help you, and we want to be a part of making your life healthy and strong. And one way to get connected to some of these activities is the city. The city is our online community. We have a picture of it here. It looks similar to other social media, but this is basically the church membership online. It's called The City. If you're not on it, you can go to our website, psmchurch.com, and there is a link on our website to get you connected. And you don't even have to be a member to join up with the city. You can join as a guest and get connected. You'll see on the left-hand side, there's a menu, you know, news. There's a news feed. There's messages. That's private messages. There's calendar of church events. There's groups that you can join. Like I said, if you're interested in finance stuff or health or men's groups or women's groups or teenagers, whatever, there's a search bar in the top right corner. It says search. You can put something in there and it'll give you people or groups that are related to the interest that you're looking in. There's a growth tab there to help you with personal spiritual growth. It's connected to the Bible. You got friends. There's even a marketplace at the bottom there. It's like a Craigslist for the church. So if you've got a mattress you want to give away, or you need to buy a car, you need a job or whatever, it's a place for our church members to kind of post that, and it's private. This is just open to our church. It's not open to anybody outside. So this is a great place to meet people and get connected to the body. So, and I know there's some city sleepers out there. You logged on to the city before, but it's been a while since you got back on the city. Maybe you just forgot about it, or you forgot your password. You haven't been able to log in. We want to help you get back on the city in 2015. Get it re-energized with the city. And it really is a great way to connect with people. It's the best way to get a hold of me. People email me all the time via the city. You can just find me on there, send me an email. It comes straight to me. So I love to connect with people in the city and would love to connect with you there. So if you are struggling to get logged on and you can't see Pastor Will, who is just up here, Elizabeth here on the front row, you can look them up. They'd love to help you get reconnected to the city. I want to spend a little bit of time this morning sharing with you some exciting things that happened in 2014. God has done amazing, amazing things here at Promised Land San Marcos in 2014. And some of you have been here for many years. You've been here for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years. Some of you since our beginning, 11 years ago. Some of you have just jumped on board and you're not really sure what's happening. Today, I want to give you a brief summary of things that have happened in 2014 just to show you a picture of the way our church has been moving and flowing and what's important to us so that you can jump in 2015. Of course, Will just talked about 101. We'd love to have you come into 101 immediately after this service. And 101 is probably going to be shorter today because I'm covering a whole lot of it right now. But there's going to be some good information that you get here. But I also want to encourage you personally, individually, that 2015 could be a year that you really grow in your relationship with God. That is the mission that we have here at Promised Land San Marcos, that you, everybody say me, that I would grow in an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ and each other. Each other, and that's what our mission is here. So take out a piece of paper. You should have been given some notes. There might be a few little tools. One of them was the city you could have wrote down. I'm going to be giving you some tools today to show you how to get connected to God and each other as we go through this, as we go through these great, amazing things that God has done. This is God's church. This is God's church, but we're his people. And you know, he works hand in hand with his people. God has the ability to do all things. He's sovereign. He's powerful. He can do all things. He doesn't need us, really. He can do whatever he wants all by himself. But he chooses to work in the earth through people. So he's got this relationship with humanity. And he says, come have a relationship with me. We are able to have a relationship with God through the powerful, powerful life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have a relationship with God. And when we do, we're enacted. We're engaged in this kingdom work. So as I'm giving you this stats I'm about to give you, it's twofold. It's God's miraculous anointing on our feeble earthly human efforts, because we can give it our best shot and it's not going to be good enough. But when God anoints it and when God chooses it and he says, yeah, good job, I'm going to take that little 2 fish and 5 loaf offering and I'm going to multiply it and feed thousands of people. And that's what he's done here at Promised Land San Marcos. I want to share with you some. This is kind of like a scoreboard. Sometimes it's difficult in church to know what the score is, but those of us that like sports, we love sports because it's very clear what the score is. There's a scoreboard, and we know, yeah, we're winning. Yeah, that's great. Or no, we're not winning. We need to, come on, let's go team. You know what I'm talking about? Thank you. That was my next point. A few hours from now, the Cowboys are going to beat the Lions, and they're going to win the first playoff game in 20 years or something like that, okay? So, come on. Amen. Max got his Cowboys jacket on, ready. Any Lions fans in here? And, come on. After all these years in Texas. Okay, yeah. Well, regardless of who wins, we're going to know who won or who lost when we look at the scoreboard. Sometimes in ministry, it's difficult to see what the score is. And so today's this kind of a day to say, okay, wow, that's going well, or this part needs help or whatever. And some people critique numbers, but there's actually a book in the Bible called Numbers. So I think God likes numbers because each one of those numbers represents a life that was changed. And the Bible says the angels rejoice over one that comes to know God. So Look at what God's doing here. What we do is we take everything that we do and we sort of organize it in 5 sections. Rick Warren, several years back, wrote The Purpose-Driven Church and The Purpose-Driven Life and separated things into 5 sections, and it's just convenient. There's worship, which is our connection directly to God. It's our upward relationship to God. We do that individually on our own. Private devotion is worship. The way we live our life is worship. The way we give financially is worship. But there's also what we call corporate worship. That's where we come together as a group and worship God together as a group. There's people watching us online right now. We welcome everybody that's watching online this morning. You're gathering with us to worship God. That's our upward connection to God. Then there is fellowship. That's our relationship with each other. Then there's ministry. That's when we're serving the kingdom of God and volunteering and giving of our skills and our resources. And then there's missions. Missions is going outside of the walls of the family and reaching out. Evangelism is another word we call this. That's missions. We're reaching out of this house. We're reaching out of our family into the lost and helping the lost and feeding the hungry and visiting those in prison. And then there's the fifth one is discipleship, which is our daily and our weekly and our monthly and our yearly growth and maturity that we have as we become like Jesus. It's another word that we call this sanctification. We're becoming more like God. We're not just staying where we are. We're getting closer to be like him. We're growing and maturing in our faith. That's discipleship. And so we budget that way. We organize everything that way. So what I'm gonna do today is just give you some stats of what's happening. The first one is worship, where we come together. And this is a huge priority for us. And if you have not made gathering here on Sunday morning and family worship time a priority, I want to encourage you in 2015, make it a priority. Make coming to church on Sunday morning, even if you pick a different church and you become a member somewhere else, that's great. Go. But make it a priority to go to church, become a member of a church, and go there. If we don't make it a priority, we won't do it. Even if we want to do it, even if we like doing it, you've got to set it up. In fact, yesterday, Erica and I wanted to go to a party here in town. Green Guy's been here for 20 years. We want to celebrate. We're friends with them, and we want to celebrate with them. And we wanted to do it. 4 o'clock came around, we said, oh my goodness, we missed it. It was a free barbecue. I mean, we were gonna hang out and celebrate. We missed it. Why? We didn't make it a priority. We didn't say Saturday, we're going. And we're gonna plan everything else around that. And we're gonna make sure, if this is the one thing we do, we're gonna do this. And that's what we gotta do with church. You may like church. You may wanna go to church. You might like it here in a lot of ways, but if you don't make it a priority, other things are gonna push themselves into the way. Other family things and valuable things and fun things and sleeping in. Come on, somebody. Or going to the park or going to the river. All those things are great things, but they can start squeezing out corporate worship. It's a big deal. So make it a priority. This year we've had some really, really fun and deep and interesting guests that came to worship and lead us this year. Here's a list of some of them that came. Anthony Skinner came and led us in worship. Jacob Lowry came. Jeremy Foster came. Man, he was a riot, wasn't he? Randy Phillips. Charlie Duke, he's the one in the picture there. He walked on the moon and was an astronaut. He came and shared his faith. How many of y'all were here during Charlie Duke? That was amazing, wasn't it? It was awesome. Ani Simonson, a pastor from Africa, Vasil Elenkov, pastor from Bulgaria came, and then the Katinas came and led us in worship. So all these people came, and in 2015, sometimes we bring in guests that will come and teach us, lead us in worship, tell us their story. All these things enrich our faith. They teach us things. They help us, encourage us. On an average Sunday here in this building, we had 753 people gather and worship. That was on an average Sunday. That's up 93 people from the year before. So that's a big deal. It was in the 600s last year. So we've grown numerically on all the campuses of Promised Land, San Marcos, which is this one, Gary Job Corps, Waco, the Lockhart Prison, our online ministry, we averaged 927 people that gather for worship. But then our biggest Sunday was Easter, of course, and there was 1,559 folks that gathered that day to worship God. That's an awesome thing. That's awesome what God is doing. And when it's right, and when it's good, and when it's healthy, and when it's God, people want to be a part of that. And so they're coming, and so thank you. You're here today on the very first Sunday. I'm kind of preaching to the choir this morning. You're here. You made church a priority in 2000. Come on, somebody. 2015, you're here. Yeah. Every week, Pastor Will was up here today. Every week, we encourage you, give financially to God. Give financially to God. Shh, babe, shh. My wife's up here giving me some pointers and stuff. Just get a mic if you need a mic, okay? Are there any marriage counselors in the room today? We'll see you after. Okay. 808 people gave financially, and they gave a total of $872,027.12 in 2014. Let's give God an amazing applause for that right now. There's actually more than 808 because some people you don't fill out an envelope, and so we don't know. And there's about 50,000, a little over 50,000 that came in this year from just cash and coins put in the little basket there. So that's 808 people that actually filled out an envelope, and that goes all the way from the lowest, which was 51 cents. Some of our kids gave, and we track it all. We track kids, adults, it doesn't matter how much. And, you know, we're thankful for that kid that probably gave all they had that day, 51 cents, all the way to the top, you know, the person that gave tens of thousands of dollars. So God is, this is a sign, this is a great signpost that God's generosity is becoming a part of who we are. He was generous in giving us salvation as a free gift. Now, this is just a little signpost that is starting to show up in our life too. Starting to show up in our life too. The next thing is discipleship. And I feel like discipleship is just right after worship and importance. That's as we're growing in our relationship with God, we are starting to become like him. And Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, go, and as you go, make disciples. Baptize them. Teach them to live and to follow after my ways and make them disciples. And so making disciples is an important thing for us. Look at this. Look at these stats here. 173 people joined our church in 2014. That's a record. That's a huge record. Baptisms. We had 151 people baptized in our church. That, just to give you an example, in 2013, we baptized 67. 67. So last year we baptized 151, and 51 of those was on one day at the river, down by the river, down by the San Marcos River. And that, in fact, that's the picture you see there. And we're going to do that again. That was amazing. Going down and just declaring God's goodness and worshiping him down by the river and just watching tubers go by, taking pictures and stuff, and people just walking up and joining us in worship. It's beautiful. 50 some odd small groups currently meeting, but if you count ministry teams and all of them, it's well over 100 groups that are gathering to meet and to serve and to get connected. And then this last stat, 112 of our youth went to camp this year. Summer camp is a powerful moment in a young person's life. And it was really powerful for the teenagers in our church, so we decided to start sending kids, younger kids. So I think around 8 years old and up go to summer camp, and we want that number to grow. And some of the barrier to that is them being able to afford it. And so we're gonna be doing all we can to get more kids going to summer camp, because they can have one moment with God at a summer camp that they will remember for the rest of their life. Like just one moment in the presence of God, one prayer, sometimes just one episode with the power of God's Holy Spirit can just cause a ripple effect throughout the whole life. So we want that to happen. We're excited about that happening, and ready for 2015. All right, think about the sermon series we had in 2014. Let's show those. We started last year with All In. Then we did Don't Duck Your Dynasty. We talked about your family legacy. And then we talked about Very Superstitious. And then the beginning was Easter. And then in May, we did Honorology, where we honored moms and vets and all these different folks. Then Nacho Libre. I think we lost a few people during Nacho Libre, but hey, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And then we had No Matter What, which was a series in Philippians. It was verse by verse going through the book of Philippians. And in 2015, we're going to do that again. We're going to not do Philippians, but instead of just one series going verse by verse, we're going to do one in the spring and in the fall where we take a book of the Bible and we go verse by verse and we study it and we see what God's saying that way. Most of these sermon series are topical. We deal with things you're going through, issues. But we do like to break down, and all of them obviously have the scriptures, but sometimes we like to just go methodically through some of these books. Then we had Jesus is in a small group, and then Margins was a series we talked about God moving in the margin of your life, and most of us don't have any margin, but God's calling us to margin. And then Won't You Be My Neighbor? Y'all wanted me to keep wearing cardigans and stuff, but we had to close that series down. And then we did His Gift. So I just want you to stop and think for a second. If you came if you did come to Sunday morning worship and you listened to sermons and you came with the attitude of, I want to get God's word today in my heart and in my mind. I want it to change the way I think. I want it to change the way I feel. I want it to change the way I act at work and with my family, with my kids and all that. If you took the content from all these messages and you digested them spiritually in your heart, think about what your person would be, your body would be, your mind would be, your health, your discipleship. So when you come to worship God corporately with everybody, it's not just to worship God, but it's also for your own discipleship. It helps you grow spiritually when you learn the word of God when it's taught to you. All right, so that's some discipleship things. And then we want to move on to missions. In missions, we did quite a few things. Here's a list of some things we did. One of them is we helped Pastor Harry and Rowena launch City Chapel Church in South Austin. And we sent Harry and Rowena and James and Susie Branham and their kids. They got a lot of kids. And we sent them with about 30 of our people to go launch this church. And they're gonna be starting this, their grand opening is January 25th at the theater at South Park Meadows. So if you know people that live in that area and they're looking for a church, send them to citychapelchurch.com and they can meet up with Harry and Rowena, and it's gonna be an awesome thing. Then some of these things you guys don't ever hear about, but I just wanna share them with you. We mentor and train pastors here locally and other states of the US. We took several trips to Mexico, actually. The picture you see faded back there is a group of young worship leaders in Mexico that you can see Mike Hollyfield, Pastor Rudy, myself, one of our elders, Santiago, is very involved in Mexico. We go down there and train local, small, colonial churches in Mexico and help them with how to organize and plan and operate in ministry. We feed the homeless every month. And I'm so thankful for the team that does that, Angel and Joanne and Shasta and all the group that goes and feeds the homeless every month. We financially support native pastors, which we say native because these pastors grew up in these countries. They're not missionaries per se. They're native pastors in Mexico, Bulgaria, Romania, and Nigeria. And we've been very selective about these. We've been very clear that we want to make sure that these are men and women that are completely devoted to God and using their resources effectively and are good stewards over the resources that they've been given and that they're following after God and they have accountability. And the reason there's so few is because we really want to go deep with them. We want to invest a lot with them and not just give $25 a month to 150 different missionaries, but instead give hundreds and thousands of dollars to specific key missions. So that's what we're doing. And that list is not finished. If you know of other reputable places and missions opportunities for us to sow into internationally, let me know. We will put them through the process and see if we can help them financially. and beyond finances with our other resources. We gave out 107 turkey boxes at Thanksgiving, and Joanne Lipscomb and Paul Lipscomb have a great outreach team here, and this is one of the things that we do is help. We partner with the food bank here in the town, and we just start passing out turkey boxes. There's a stat on here that we don't have, and that is we also participate in Meals on Wheels every month. So if you're interested in volunteering with that, that's available as well. 107 turkey boxes. And then in Christmas time, we gave out presents to 147 families, actually. I got corrected on this on the last service. It wasn't 147 kids. It was 147 families. And they all got multiple gifts. So let's give our outreach team an amazing hand right now. And let me just say something. I think these numbers are low, actually. I think this is exciting that we do this. But if you look at the size of our congregation, if you look at how many people are showing up, I think we can do better than 147. I think we can do better than 107 turkey boxes. I think we could do 200-300 turkey boxes. I think we could do 200-300 families at Christmas time. I think God has given us a whole lot, and too much is given, much is required. So let's be even more generous in 2015. Amen. I think we can do it. I think we should. So this is, maybe this is a score that's like, all right, we did score, but we could do a lot better. So let's do that. Let's jump in and do that. You're going to be hearing stuff about it. This year we made this decision. Let's take up an offering and call it His gift. And so we did, and this is how much you guys gave: $26,988.44. That's amazing, guys. Give yourself a hand on that. That's awesome. We're just gonna round that up to 27,000. I made the executive decision during the 9 o'clock. $27,000 that we are giving. This is all going outside of our church. We made the decision. This is gonna go to reach people outside of this church, outside of this building. And so we're gonna be cutting the very first check and giving it to the Pregnancy Resource Center here in town, Central Texas Life Care. We're gonna be doing that Wednesday night at our first Wednesday worship. That's in just a few days. So I would love for y'all to come out to that service. We're gonna get one of those big checks printed up like this, you know, and hand them a $10,000 check from you guys, from us. This is from us. But they don't know that. They don't know the amount. They don't know all that. So shh. Don't post it. Don't say anything about it. We want to surprise them. Some of their representatives will be here on Wednesday night, and we want to bless them with that. The rest of the $27,000 is going to be divided up between the other things. And I want to show you some stats from our internet ministry. 12,010 people visited psmchurch.com from 75 different countries in the year 2014. The stat on the top right, our archived video sermon. So what we do is we record this today, this message, and then we put it on the internet on a Vimeo channel. And that Vimeo channel, there was 4,313 sermon viewed last year. Our podcast is, so we take the audio of today and we put it on a podcast on iTunes. You can subscribe to it if you haven't already. 20,400 listens this year on our podcast from 29 states and 18 countries. And I want to show you this map right here. These, all the ones that are not gray, so the teal looking, are all the countries that have viewed our Vimeo channel this past year. So this is like, of course, America, Canada, Mexico, South America, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, African countries, Australia, Russia, China, India, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, and Israel, and Iraq, and Iran, and Afghanistan, Pakistan, almost all of Western Europe, a lot of Eastern Europe, and then look at all in the Pacific Ocean, Japan and Taiwan. This is amazing. This is this right here. Hey, all you guys out there. When I say Welcome to everybody that's watching online. We're talking to the world. And so you're a part of this. When you participate in Promised Land, when you're here, when you're investing financially, when you're here investing your energy and your time and your thoughts in 2015, what you're doing is contributing to reaching the world. It's hard. It's hard for me to understand that. Like, this is San Marcos, you know? This is not LA or New York or Austin or like, this is San Marcos, but God is using what is happening here, the little offering that we have, the little feeble efforts that we have to affect people all over the world. So thank you so much for participating in that. I want to wrap up just in the next 5 minutes or so. When a pastor says that, you know, or so means probably 20 minutes, but the next 5 or 20 minutes about you, because as I go over these stats of the church, I know that some of us individually are not, our scoreboard is not as winning as maybe the collective group is. And so as we go into 2015, I want you to know, first of all, that we recognize that some of you are going through some hard times. We don't want to look over that. We don't want to minimize it. We don't want to say it's not happening. We want to be here for you. We want to be the church body that surrounds you and encourages you and lifts you up and gets you back to a place of health. I was just talking to someone the other day about this Christmas break, you know, and sometimes we're not working as much. We're having more fun. We're hanging out with family. We have these traditions. But sometimes we can get to the end of the break and feel more exhausted than we did at the beginning of the break. And a lot of that has to do with our diet is so messed up, and we're not going to bed early, and we're partying, and we're, you know, it's time to get back on a rhythm. But having said that, sometimes we need to focus on our own personal stamina. How healthy am I? Why don't you ask yourself that? How healthy am I? And I'm not just talking about physical health, because I know we could talk about that for a long time. But there's two other parts of you besides your physical body. There's your spirit and there's your soul. How healthy are you emotionally? How are you doing emotionally right now? How much space do you have emotionally where when something negative happens to you, you don't lose it, but you have space emotionally to deal with it? How are you doing spiritually? How does spirituality and your emotions work together? How important is your ability to do something? In other words, we oftentimes take our identity and our self-worth by the amount that we do or the quality of stuff that we do instead of who we are. There's a very powerful book called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, and he talks in there, he wrote in there, Scazzaro wrote a line in there that says, we're not supposed to be human doings, we're supposed to be human beings. And so much of us get our identity by what we do instead of who we are. And when we find out who we are, then we begin to thrive because we have God's identity and his elements. So our first sermon series of 2015 is going to be called Thrive, No Longer Striving. I'm just going to give you a little snapshot of this. I drove by a church a few months back, and they had a marquee like we do, and on their sign it says, we're striving to be the church Christ died for. And I thought, Christ died for sinners. People that were screwed up and messed up. I don't want to strive to be that. I don't want to strive to be loved. And so many believers think that you have to strive to be loved by God. And what we want to redefine is that when you have this picture right here, isn't this a beautiful picture? This is our church garden that's right out here. If you haven't seen our church garden, go out this sidewalk over here. And it may be a little muddy, so I wouldn't walk out there. But just take a look beyond the fence. There's a beautiful fall winter garden out there that is thriving. It's beautiful. And it's got all these plants that are just going crazy. in the middle of cold, rainy, nasty weather. But the reason why is because they have the elements that they need to grow. That kale that you see there, that dark, tall, leafy vegetable, is not out there going, I wish I could grow. He's not striving to grow and just make it. Because he has the elements, he or she has the elements to make it and grow and be healthy. Now, in a drought, it's not that way, is it? They're using every ounce of water. They're trying to get in shade because there's too much, you know, all the elements are not there. So this is a great, great analogy of our own personal health. We go into 2015. I want us to be in a place where we have the elements of God in our life that we don't have to strive to try to earn our way into God's relationship. We can just say, hey, God's here. God loves us. He has created us. And now he is putting us in a place to thrive. Man, I'm excited about that. So this is a great time to invite people, your friends that don't go to church. This is a great time to invite them to Promised Land. They're wanting to start the new year off right. You're wanting to start the new year off right. This is a great sermon series to help them thrive emotionally and spiritually, get connected to the Creator. So do that. Go for it. But personally, those of you that are here already and you're ready to grow with God in 2015. I want to read three scriptures. First one's Luke 9:23. If any of you at Promised Land San Marcos, 2015, June the 4th, wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross daily, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. What do you benefit if you gain the whole world but are yourself lost and destroyed? He's calling us to move. Get outside, move. Go beyond where you are right now. Do something different. Make God a priority. Put some time away. Save some time for God. Make him at the forefront of your life. Acts 13:2, the church was gathered and they were ministering to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and sent them away. And that's what we're going to be doing First Wednesday worship this coming Wednesday night. We're going to be fasted and pray. We're going to lay hands on you. We're going to pray for you that you're going to march in to a great calling in 2015. So if you want to be a part of that, show up on Wednesday night, pray. If you can, read some scripture. If you can, just get your mind focused on what God's going to do for you and go for it. Get here on Wednesday night. We're going to have fasted. We're going to have prayed. We're going to lay hands on you, and we're going to pray God anoint you. Here's another big passage from Jesus in Mark, the 9th chapter, 29th verse. Jesus said unto them, this kind of situation, this kind of heaviness, this kind of spiritual battle, this kind of weight that you're facing can only come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. The release that you're needing, the blessing that you're needing, the next dimension of discipleship or life that you're needing, it is going to be birthed through prayer and fasting. Some of you heard of prayer, some of you have heard of fasting, and it's not a part of your daily life. I want to encourage you, make it a priority. Set some time away. Wake up 15 minutes earlier. Go to sleep 15 minutes later. Whatever it takes, block some time out of lunch, out of your way to work. Block some time out and make this the most important appointment. I'm going to put an appointment on my calendar. If you don't have a calendar, it's probably time to get a calendar, make a calendar for this purpose. Don't drift through life. Don't drift throughout your relationship with God. Be intentional. Be purposeful. If you just drift through a marriage, it's going to be a wreck. It's going to end in divorce. You can't just drift through a marriage. You can't just drift through relationships with people. It's the same with your Heavenly Father. Focus on him. Love on him. He's not ever going to leave you there. If you give him the best of your life, he's going to return back to you. An amazing, amazing relationship. So block time out of your day. I want to show you this other picture. This is another resource that you can take advantage of. YouVersion is an app you can put on your phone or your iPad. You can also just go on the internet to Bible.com. It's the same people, the YouVersion app. This is what I read the Bible through, my iPad here. I've got YouVersion on it, and I read the Bible that way. This is just a tool for those of you that are into this kind of technology, and if you have a phone or iPad and you want to read the Bible, get a plan. You can find me on there. We can read the Bible together. You can see I read today, I completed day 5 of the chronological plan. This is just simply reading the Bible through in 1 year, and it's reading it in a way of historical timeline. So all that is complicated. You don't really think about that. Just go there and start reading, become my friend. Then you can see comments I make, and I'll see things you make. And in fact, today already before church, about 7 a.m., I was on here and I was already reading comments from people in the church, and we're reading the Bible together. It's really cool. It's really fun. And at first, it may feel a little cumbersome. You may not be used to it. You might have to have a little discipline in your life. Discipline means I'm going to go ahead and do it even though I don't feel like it. A little self-discipline. But I'm going to go ahead and do it. And then God's not going to leave you there lonely. He's not going to leave you there confused. He's going to speak to you in a way you haven't never heard from him before. What this does, reading the Bible, praying to him, thinking about him, and even fasting sets you apart from your regular daily grind. And it begins to clear out the clutter. It begins to open up your ears to hear the still small voice of God saying, hey, come this way. Hey, come this way. Hey, don't go there. Hey, that, you know, giving you advice and showing you and leading you. God's speaking every day, but do we hear him? Do we make him a priority? Do we even listen to what he's saying? So this is some of the things that are going to help you get connected in your church body. This, the people around you, we're here to help you as well. So if you're interested in fasting, there's several things you can do. One is some of us fast one day a week during the next 3 or 4 weeks. The first 21 days of the year, we make a priority to fast, meaning that we want to separate ourselves from some of our food that we've been eating. So sometimes people will say, I want to fast on Tuesdays from breakfast and lunch, and then I'll eat dinner. Others say, I'm going to fast every day lunch. Some people say, I'm going to fast lunch and dinner. Some people say, I'm going to fast lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Some people do it 1 day, 2 days. Some people are going to do it all 21 days. It doesn't matter. All that is doesn't matter how. You just do it. Pick one way and do it. And then you're going to find out the one day that you're fasting that week is the day you're going to get invited to lunch. Your coworker's going to invite you to lunch. I fast, I go downstairs, Erica's cooked a delicious breakfast for me, you know, which doesn't happen all the time, so I had to do it again. I did in the first service, and I told him I would do it again. Stupid, ignorant. Okay, I need to fast. Just go for it. You just gotta set it down. This is the day. And it's going to be difficult. You're probably not going to see visions or angels or anything like while you're fasting. You're probably going to be hungry. You're probably going to be irritable. You're probably going to have a headache at one point or another. But I'm telling you, God's going to speak to you. It may be after. It may be after you eat again. It may be beyond that time period. But God's going to begin to speak to you in a way that you would never have heard him before if you had not taken that space out. Every time you feel hungry, use that as an opportunity to confess your faith in Jesus again. And you're going to realize, man, I've been confessing Jesus a lot lately. If it does nothing more than that, that's a great win. That's a great win. So separate yourself from your routine. Some of us, it would be great to fast from Facebook. I know I'm stepping on some toes now. Fast from Facebook. You probably have so much more peace in your life. Fasting from social media, fasting from Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest. Oh, Lord. Pick it. Get out of the routine. Get out of the ordinary and say, the Old Testament word for this is consecrate. I'm going to consecrate myself. I'm going to separate myself from my regular surroundings. And for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to just do something different. I'm going to say, God, during this 3 weeks, I'm separating myself from my regular routine so that I can hear from you and get direction for 2015. And then guess what? When you come to church on Sunday, you know what's awesome? And when we come to church on first Wednesday worship, you know how it's like, we're coming together. We've all been fasting. We've all been praying. We're all in the same boat together. All of us come together to worship together. It's beautiful. You know what I know? You know what I feel like? Because you've been fasting too. You've been praying too. We relate to each other so much closer and dear. Hey, we have a connection now. We're spiritually growing together. That's why coming together is so good and so beautiful. Making that a big deal. Would you stand with me this morning? Let's close in prayer right now. Think of somebody you can invite next Sunday to thrive. Who in your life you know needs to thrive? Who in your life do you know needs Jesus, that could meet Jesus and everything would change in their life? Give us a name, Lord. Give us a relationship, Lord. Give us somebody that we can pray for this week that needs to know who you are, God. Invite them to come with you, sit with you, host them. Take them to dinner, lunch afterwards. Bring them with you. Let's pack the place out next Sunday. Let's bring people into an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ and each other. There's